The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Daf Kuf Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in the Shabbat Ben Esther and Hashem to the Hanan Began Aid and Amen Mishpach Shadim and Mickey Ben Jamie. Ratzlahat. Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Kuf Gimel. Amud Rishon, top line Mishnah, Kol Shelo Zachah Mizbeach Bebsara Lo Zachu Kohanim Be'ora Shneemar Olat Ish Ola She'alta Le'ish. The Mishnah discusses over here the hide of the Korban. The Torah says the hide, the or, the skin belongs to the Kohanim. When does the or belong to the Kohanim? So it says, Kol shelo zachah mizbeach bepsara, if the mizbeach is not zochet to the meat, meaning for some reason the korban cannot be brought on the mizbeach, so lo zachu kohanim be'ora, so then the kohanim do not qualify to get the or, the hide. Shneimar olat ish, it has to be the olah of a person that was used, that worked, that was viable. Olash alta leish. It has to be ole leish. It has to go up. The she says, why wouldn't the korban go up on the mizbeach? Kigon shira ba psul. Something happened to the korban. It became pasul. Kodem zirika before they sprinkled the blood. And therefore, they lo aital ashat shaa tetil le mizbeach. There was not even a moment that it was permissible to go to the mizbeach. Before the sprinkling of the blood, it became pasul. So the hide is burnt with the animal. You don't give it to the kohanim. Ola shenishchaita shelo lishma. Okay, a korban ola, they slaughtered it shelo lishma. Afal pi shelo alta lebealim, ola lekohanim. Even though the owners don't get kapara, owners or do not fulfill their obligation, because it was slaughtered shelo lishma, but the kohanim do get the hides, because you do bring it on the mizbeach. Which is, even though it was shalom lishma, you bring it on the mizbeach. The first mishnah zevahim, that even though you slaughtered it shalom lishma, it's kasher for the mizbeach, but the ba'alim do not get their kapara. So therefore, since it goes on the mizbeach, the kohanim get their chelik, they get their or. Echad olat ta'ish ve'echad olat ta'isha. Whether it's a man's korban or a lady's korban. Or to him the Kohanim. Kohanim also qualify to get the skins. Orot Kadashim Kalim Labalim. When it comes to Kadashim Kalim, for example, Korban Shalamim, there the owners get the hides. Orot Koche Kadashim La Kohanim. When it comes to Koche Kadashim, for example, like a Korban Hatat, a Korban Asham, Kohanim get the skins. So an Ola is Kohanim. Hatab, Asham, Kohani. How do we know? The Torah says Ola. How does the Mishnah know that even other Kodshi Kodashim, like Hatat and Asham, how does the Mishnah know that? Kavachomer. Umayim Ola. Shelo Zachu Bibsara. Zachu Be'ora. Kodshi Kodashim Shizachu Bibsara. Enodin Shizku Be'ora. If by Korban Ola, that they don't get any meat from the Korban, the Kohanim, it all goes on the Mizbeach. And still they get the skins. So by Hatat and Hashem, they get pieces of meat of the animal. Certainly they should get the skins. In Mizbeach Yochiyah. And don't tell me that the Kavachomer is broken, because Mizbeach Yochiyah. Maybe you'll tell me something about Kavachomer, because your Kavachomer is based, and what? Where they don't get meat, they get skins, like by Ola. So certainly where they get meat, like by Hatat and Hashem, certainly they should get skins. So maybe you'll tell me, no, Mizbeach Yochiyah, that the Mizbeach does not get Mizbeach does not get, let's see what the Mizbeach Yuchia is, I just lost it in my mind. Rashi, en Mizbeach Mochia. Kilomar. Exactly. So Mizbeach gets meat and doesn't get skins. You tell me, oh, if you get meat, certainly you should get the skins. Whether Mizbeach gets meat, doesn't it get the meat of the Olah, and still the skins don't belong to it. So therefore your Kavachomer is not good. Because you'll tell me Mizbeach Mochiyah. So Rav says, don't say that. Mishnah says, why? She'in lo or b'chol makom. Because the Mizbeach never gets any skins. At least the Kohanim get the skins by the Korban Olah. So he gave me a question from the Mizbeach. It gets the meat, it doesn't get skins. Oh, the Mizbeach never gets skins. So therefore, he never gets the Or. But Kohanim get the Or by Korban Olah. So therefore, the Kavahomer is good. Amad by Olah, where the Kohanim don't get meat, but they get the Or. So when they Korban Hashem and Chata, when they get meat, certainly they should get the Or. Comes the Gemara against the Rabbanan. Olat Ish. It says, when did the Kohanim get the Or? When it's the Olah of an Ish. What does that mean? To exclude what? Prat le'olah tekdesh. Strange. To the exclusion of an Olah that's hekdesh. Isn't every Olah hekdesh? Olah is Kodesh. What do you mean? Prat le'olah tekdesh. We have to see what that means. Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Prat le'olah gerim. He says, Olat Ish. Coming to exclude the Olah of a ger. That the Kohanim don't get the skins. We'll have to see what this is talking about. We're going to go one step at a time. My prat olat hekdesh. First question. What do you mean olat hekdesh? It cannot be simply olat hekdesh. Every olah is hekdesh. The Torah clearly says, you bring a korban olah and the mizbeah, Kohanim get the skins. And now you're telling me, olat ish, prat olat hekdesh. What is olat hekdesh? Amar bichaya bar Yosef prat, the olah haba'a minam motarot. An olah that comes from the motarot, from the leftovers. What is it, leftovers? Look at Rashi. Mina motarot. Dechol ashamot shel da'ayah. There's certain ashamot, korban asham, let's say, that you need to graze them. You don't bring it on the mizbeah, you graze them. For example, kegon timurat asham. Let's say a guy, he was supposed to bring a korban asham, and he made a timura. So I want to transfer the korban asham to this korban. What happens? Both of them become kodesh. The asham shemetu be'alav. Well, let's say a korban asham that the owners died. The shikipru be'alav be'acher. Well, let's say they lost the first korban and they brought a second korban. They found the first one again. All these korbanot over here, you cannot bring on the mizbeach. The kaim balan yid'u, you let them graze. The yimacheru, sell them. The yipilud de mehem lindaba. And then the money that you get from selling these animals, you give it as a donation to the Beit HaMikdash. How do you give it as a donation? You donate olot to keep on the mizbeach, to keep the mizbeach running. The love olat ishu. Ela nidbat siburhi. The hadush is, even though this is a korban olah, it's not considered an olah of an individual. It's considered olah of the sibur, of the people. In that case, the Kohanim do not get the skins. Unsachia Mishil Sibur, Ben Ba'alav Sumech Aleha. Now that, as she says, even the owner, that because the Hindus Korban was brought, does not make simicha on the animal. To show you that it's not his. It's considered the Sibur's animal. Therefore, the Torah says, Olat Ish. Only an individual, private animal, the Kohen gets the skins. But on a Olav Ekdesh, Mazah Olav Ekdesh, a Korban Hashem, that for whatever reason could not be brought, for the reasons that I told you. And now you let it graze. And then you sell it. And you buy a Korban Olah in its stead. And that Olah goes on the Mizbeah. That Olah, the Kohen don't get the skin. That's considered Olah Tekdesh. Okay, that's the case. Comes the Gemara and says, it's called Motarot, the Gemara explains that. That's good. According to the opinion that says that motarot goes for nidbat zibur, I mean goes for the kites mizbeach, goes for the olah of the mizbeach. And the man motarot nidbat yachid azle, maikal lememar. But there's an opinion that says that what? That the individual that was supposed to bring the asham, he brings the ola. He has to make semicha on it. It's a regular personal korban. That's considered olatish. So according to that, the kohanim should get the skins. Another delasha. Says in the pasuk, ha'ola. So we learn from there, ola rishona. Nachaname ha'ola, ola rishona. What is that talking about? Rashi. In the morning, they brought the korban ola. Right? So it says the afirim minim minayin shlo yedavar kodim letamid shel shachar. How do we know that nothing comes before the tamid shel shachar? That's the first korban of the morning. Tamud lomar va'arach aleha ha'ola. The hair comes and teaches me the ola. The ola is first. Va'amrina mai talmud va'amar ha'ola mashma ha'ola rishona ha'amura besedir korbanot ayom. So the hey, ha'olah comes to teach me the first one that's born in the Seder Yom. Ha'or ha'olah ketiv. Here it says also by the skin, the law of the or, it says or ha'olah. What does or ha'olah come and teach me? The or only of the first olah, not of a secondary olah, which is only a korban olah that I originally designated the shem korban olah, not an asham that turned into an olah. That's not olah rishona. That's already a derivative of something else. Understand? Ha'olah. When did the Kohanim get the skins? When it's the first olah. How do they say korban olah? Oh, I bring it to the Mizbeah, skin it and give it to the Kohanim. Mashiach, when I made an asham, and the asham couldn't be brought for some reason, therefore the asham is sold, and then I bring something else. That's not ha'olah anymore. That's secondary. Oh, so that's how he knows. That's what it means. Olah te'ish, velo olah te'kdesh. Not a secondary item. Even though it's olat yachid, even though the individual brings it, even though he makes semicha on it, so it's really considered olat ish in that sense, meaning it's his korban. But since it's not the first olah, it's not, it didn't start as an olah, so therefore you don't bring it. Meaning you bring it, but you don't, the kohanim do not get the or. That's olat sibur. No, that's olat sibur. Only olat ish, individual. The bi aibo amar bi yanai is a different interpretation. That which we said olat ekdesh, what does it mean? Prat lematpis ola lebede kabayit. What did he do? He was matpis. He took a korban ola. Peace, Ola. This Ola over here, I wanted to have Kiddusha, then I'm donating it to the Bede Kabayit. He didn't say Kiddusha for the Mizbayah. Kiddusha for the Bede Kabayit. Bede Kabayit means for the treasury. I'm donating this, that it should go to the Bede Kabayit as a Nidava. He didn't say it should be for the Mizbayah proper. But he put on it what's called Kiddusha Bede Kabayit. Bede Kabayit is for the donation for the Bede Kabayit. Let's see what that does. What does that do? It says Bederek Klal Hamagdish Chefetz LeBede Kabayit Lo Hala Alav Ela Kedushat Damim. Meaning it only has Kedusha of its value. So what do you do with it normally? Mochrim Oto VeDamav LeBede Kabayit. You sell it, and the money that you get from selling it goes to the Bede Kabayit. The Bi'aibo comes along and says Shekedushat bedekabayit netfeset gamal korban. That's a hadush as well. That not only on a chefet, I can make this tissue box kedushat bedekabayit. I don't even on a korban. I can give it the sanctity of bedekabayit. I can ola shukedushat bedekabayit kvar ena olat yachid. That's the hadush. It's not considered anymore olat yachid anymore. Ela is considered tzibur. Because once I put bedekabayit for the treasury, it's not an individual anymore. And therefore, this Ola is not going to, even though you're going to see it's going to be brought, because I have to bring it on the Mizbeah, you're going to see. But I don't give, but I don't give the skins to the Kohanim. Gemara continues. Gemara says, Lo mibaya. Pashut leman damar kotche betekabai tafsi mide oraita. Which goes without saying that according to the opinion that says that the Bedek HaBayit Kedusha is to fess on this Korban. Mid'olaita. Meaning, mid'olaita, this is not considered a Korban. Mid'olaita is considered Kedushat. Bedek HaBayit, therefore sell it and take the money and give it to Bet. That's for sure, according to that opinion. Ela, I'm going to continue. I want to read further on Rashi. Ela, if you don't mind, but even according to the opinion that says that the Kedusha of the Bedek HaBayit is not tofes. Oh, what does that mean, it's not tofes? That really, this is considered a korban. Meaning when you take a korban, there's no Bedek HaBayit by korban. Ola, it's an ola. Oh, so therefore, if it's an ola, it's an individual ola. Therefore, the skin should go to the kohanim. Hanimili basav. That's only the gabe, the part that goes on the mizbeah. It's tofes. Aval or tafis. But the skins that never go on the mizbeah, it always has the kiddush bedek habayit. That means, according to that opinion, it's divided. The part that goes on the mizbeah goes on the mizbeah. It's considered ola kiddushat mizbeah. But when you say areni mekadeshet ola zol l'shem kiddushat bedek habayit, even he'll agree the skins never get kiddushat zeh mizbeah. It only has kiddushat bedek habayit, and therefore he'll agree that you don't give the skins to the kohanim. V'chen amar. Before you get to the v'chen, let's do Rashi. Rashi. V'lo mebaya. Important Rashi here. Lo mebaya v'perik batra de temura de ka'amar ola hamad ola said hamad peace ola lebedek habayit. You took an ola and you would matpise it. You sanctified it for bedek habayit. En ba ela ikuv gizbarim bilvad. The only thing that nafkamina is ikuv gizbarim. Gizbarim is the treasurer of the Beit HaMikdash, which means umudbin an le'ola. And matpise ola le bedek habayit asur le shohata ad shetifte. Which means we learned, it says, that you're not allowed to, when you make an ola lebedek habayit, you cannot slaughter it until you actually redeem it. Umeshani ola ha dematzlich lepediya midrabanan. Which means, really, midoraita, you don't even have to make a pidyon on it. Midoraita, that's only matpis, kedushat, damim. And therefore, all you need is what? You need to sell it and take the money and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. It says you have to be podet. No, the pidyon is only midrabanan, really. Midoraita, there's no pidyon on this. They just sell it. Kiddushat damim, like anything. Well, there's no pidyon on this. If I make this kiddushat to Beit HaMikdash, kiddushat to Beit HaGabay, sell it and give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. He comes along and says, midrabanan, it has kiddushat. But midoraita, no. Michlal, man de motiv, da'ayla midoraita. Oh, Mashma, the one that was asking the question is Mashma, that no, this is Kiddushat Korban Midoraita. We have a machloket. Is this that Kiddushat Korban Midrabanan or Kiddushat Korban Midoraita? So now I understand. If you say this is Kiddushat Midrabanan, for sure it's not considered the Ola that goes to the Kohanim. Because Midoraita, this doesn't even have Kiddushat Ola. And therefore, it's not considered a personal korban. It belongs to the treasury. The gizbarim own up to this over here. Masha'en ken, according to the opinion that says, no, midoraita, this is a korban. Oh, that's a korban. Give the skins to the kohanim. No, you don't got to give the skins to the kohanim. Why? Because even he'll say only the meat has a din of korban. But the skins are not tofes. Ulanyan ora. No, me buy the mandu of the right to have some of the kabayan. Then all the kohanim shata achelon of dead. They love olat ishi. Ela olat tekdesh. Exactly. Which means if they slaughtered it, let's say before they made pidyon, and that they have to make pidyon on this animal. Even if they slaughtered it before they made the pidyon, and they put it on the mizbeah, everybody's going to agree that the skins do not go to the kohanim. That is the situation. Good. Okay, comes the Gemara and says. So basically, we have two ways of learning. When it says Olat Hekdesh, there's two ways of learning Olat Hekdesh. Either Motarot, that's an Asham, that couldn't be bought as an Asham, graze it, sell it, money is bought for an Olah. That Olah is considered Olah of the Sibur, skins do not go to the Kohanim. Second answer, or talking about an Olah, that you matpis it, the kedushat ben the kabayin. That olah, even if you're going to put it on the mizbeach, it's not considered olat ish. It's considered olah of the sibur, and therefore this skins also do not go to the kohanim. V'chein, read Gemara, this first wide line. V'chein amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba bar Abu. Like the first answer, coming to exclude an ola that came from the mutarot, from the remainders, so to speak, of the asham. Amar le Rav Menuna Rav Nachman, keman kerabbi Yehuda, which means Rav Menuna Rav Nachman. Who's that going like? She's Rav Nachman. Amar Rabbar Abu saying, prat le ola. This must be going like the Yehuda. Which is Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said this dirash. Rabbi Yehuda, if you start the Gemara, olat ish, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, prat le olat ekdesh. So the Gemara says, oh, what does olat ekdesh mean? So Rabbi Nachman says, Amar Rabba Rabu, that says what? It means motarot. So the Gemara is going to ask, oh, you're telling me you're going like Rabbi Yehuda? I thought Rabbi Yehuda, at some point in his life, retracted on that whole story. Oh, he retracted? When did he retract? Ha hadarbe. What are you saying a pshat in the Biyuda for? The Biyuda retracted that position. Why? Netanya. Shisha lindaba. What does that mean? Six korbanot are brought. No, shisha. There are six kupot. Six kupot. Boxes in the Beit HaMikdash where they would put money in the boxes for different types of korbanot. Kupot that they put money in. That's called shisha lindaba. Okay? What are they brought for? So it says, le'ola haba'a min ha-mutarot shelo yehu kohanim zaka'im be'ora devre Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi shisha lindaba. See, it's four lines down. There were 13 kupot, so the car boxes in the Beit HaMikdash. Kamayri, they chtub alim tklin hatin, tklin atikin. Look, this is shekelim. Remember, they used to collect the shekel, so they have to put on one of them tklin hatin. These are the new shekels, the new shekels for the new year. This is tklin atikin. This is the shekelim from last year, because you can't use it for the korbanot. So the boxes with the different titles on them, right? Kinnin. This is for birds. Because they're ola, etzim, lebona, all the different ingredients. They collect the funds for different items over there. Because I have the kapov, shisha lindaba. Oh, there were six boxes over there for korban lindabas, for donations, lindaba. So it says, shisha lindaba, le'ola, ba'min ha-motarot, shenekonim zake'in, le'ola. So one of them was nidaba. In a case like this, well, let's say you had a korban asham. I'm sorry. You had a korban asham, couldn't bring it, sell it. What would they do with that money? That money would put in those boxes, the nidaba boxes. And what would they do with those with the money? They would buy korban ola with it, and would go to the mizbeah, and the kohen would not get the skins of such a korban. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. It's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda that we learned till now. The bread of Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't retract it. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. I'm just finding the place. Amar lo Rabbi Nehemia. Fifth line down. Amar lo Rabbi Nehemia. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Imken. Vitalta midrasho shel Yehoyada HaKohen. He says, Rabbi, if you're saying what you're saying, you have nullified the dirash of Yehoyada HaKohen. What did he say? What did Yehoyada HaKohen say? Titania, ze midrash darash Yehoyada HaKohen. Asham hu, Ashom Asham Lahashim. But the Korban Asham. Three times. Asham hu, Ashom Asham. Kol sheba mishum hatat. U mishum Asham yilakach bo olot. Habasar Lashem ora Lakohanim. He says anything that comes from an asham becomes an ola. The meat goes on the mizbeach and the kohanim get the skins. So he's trying to tell him, according to what you just said, you're going against the Derash of Yehoyada, because they indeed, they get it. Rashi. Hashem Nashim. Yifshar Hashem Nashim. Shekivan Neman Hashem Nakohen. Kahatat Kasham. Torah Achat. Exactly. There's a stira here. One pasuk says Hashem Nashim. One pasuk says Hashem Nakohen. Make up your mind. Is it going to Hashem Nashim as well? So it's talking about, obviously, it's talking about an Hashem that couldn't be brought as an Hashem. So then, well, that type of Hashem goes to Hashem in a fashion of a Ola. And Yehoyada Kohen came along and said, Kohanim get the skins. So what are you telling me? So continue Gemara. Amar le. So he tells him, Rabbi Yehuda tells him of Nachman. Ode ha Rabbi Nehemiah. El amor b'may mokim la. Oh, but we have the pasuk that says Olat Ish. So if you're not, I learned Olat Ish is coming to exclude Mutarot. But if you're telling me that the Mutar of an Hashem, the Kohanim get the skins like Yehoyada Kohen, so how are you learning? How you learning the pasuk? Amar le mokim na le b'magdish nechasav. A guy is magdish his assets. A guy consecrates his assets to the Beit HaMikdash. Netanya, Chodesh Rabbi Yoshua. Netan, HaMagdish Nechasav. A guy said, all my assets should be Kadosh. Vayu Behem Behemot Reuyor Degabe Mizbeach. And in his field, he had Behemot that indeed were Ra'ui for the Mizbeach. Zecharim Unkemot. He had male animals and he had female animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zecharim yimakru lesurche olot, Nekebot yimakru lesurche zibche shilamim. The Zecharim, so he consecrated them. So he says what? The Zecharim will have the status of Ola. So sell it to somebody that needs to bring a Korban Ola, and take the money and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Nikos, Korban Ola comes from a Zachar. The Shilamim, we'll have a din of Shilamim, so sell it to somebody that needs a Korban Shilamim, and take the money and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Bidmehem, Yipelu, Imshad, Nechasim, the Beit HaKabai. And the money goes to the Beit HaKabai, give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zecharim, Atzmam, Yikribu, Olot. He says, no, the Zecharim themselves bring as an Ola. Don't sell it to somebody that needs an Ola, bring it yourself. That's a Korban Ola. Unkebot yimachlu l'tzurche shilamim. But the nekebot sell it to somebody needs a shilamim. Ve'yavim et mehem olot. And then bring with the money that you get for selling this Korban, the females. The money you get, bring Ola with it. Ushanek hazir plur l'bed dekabayit. Okay. Stop here for a second, because you have to understand this case over here. This is a big, big story. We just read it. Get the case. Guy with Magdish's assets. All my stuff that I have, whatever I own, becomes Kurdish. So we're not talking about the durable goods, the regular goods. The hardware goes to Beit HaMikdash. Give it to Beit HaMikdash. No problem. The animals that we're discussing. Because animals can be Kurbanot now. So the first rabbi says, go into the field. You see Zecharim Nekevot. Okay, Zecharim can be Kurban Ola. Take a Zechar, sell it to somebody that needs a Kurban Ola. Take the money, give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Nekevot, sell it to somebody that needs a Shilamin. Take the money and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. That's the first shita. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Zecharim, don't sell it. You bring it as an Ola yourself. The Nekevot, sell it to somebody that needs a Shilamin. And you take the money and with the money buy an Ola. With the money buy an Ola. What's going on here? That's she. Rashi, Ukhabi Yoshua, Sirbi Yoshua, Damar, Zecharim Atzmam, Yiklebu Olot, Behach Olat Egdeshi, Mesayim Vazir, Dechi Amar Bi Yoshua, Dehayal Shem Mizbeach Alayu, Mikara, Amai Dehazil Mizbeach Kamar, Amar Beor, Mode Dehayal Ale, Kedushat, Bedekabait. I'll explain you that as she. In a moment, because that's the end of the piece. Continue reading. Hamagdish nechasav lebed kabayit. Haruim the mizbeach. The animals are not for the mizbeach. Timimim, meaning there's no blemishes on them. Zecharim yimakru litzurchei olot. דקאי בעלם בתמורה מתפיס תמימים לבית הקבית כשהם נבדים אינם נבדים אלא למזבח שכל ראוי למזבח אינו יוצא מידי מזבח לעולם. You gotta bring this on the מזבח. Therefore, sell it to somebody that needs an עולה. So once you matfis it, it goes kushat, עולה goes on it. And then take the money. The money now is called this עולה now. Because it was ראוי for an עולה. The money comes עולה, buy an עולה with it. No problem. זכרים צריך לבוא עולות. The second she says no. The animal itself is kedusha. לשם אותו האיש, כסבר אדם חולק הקדשו. והפגעת המקדיש סתמה דעתי אהבה למקריב למזבח ראוי לו. Exactly. Even though the guy was מקדיש סתם. סתם means the בית הבית. But we say he meant that the stuff that's korban worthy will be goes as a kedusha of korban. Even though he said stam, he didn't say haraoi le bedekabayit yele bedekabayit haraoi le korban ola yele korban. He didn't say that. He just said I'm magdish. Ani magdish kol hanechasim sheli. Pirush, whatever is laoi for bedekabayit yele bedekabayit, whatever is laoi for korban yele korban. Oh, unkevoti machru. Nakveshi question. So why does he say to be Yeshua sell the nekevot? Bring it as a shalamim. I mean, didn't you say whatever is ra'oi? Ra'oi, so he says, v'lkod yimachru, aval hen ha'atzam lo yikribu shalamim. Ad shiyimachru, dekaban demakdish tama ha'kol yikdesh ra'oi demizbeya abdomed debet dekabad shukolo kadosh. One trick over here. When the guy said, everyone wanted to be kodesh. Kodesh means it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. So you can't say he meant this to be a shilamim. Because shilamim, he gets a piece of it. When he said Beit HaKabayit, his intention is everything is going to go to the Beit HaMikdash. So you can't say he meant that this is going to be a shilamim. Because shilamim means that he keeps a piece. And so we say what? We say, sell it to somebody that needs a shilamim and take the money and buy what with it? An olah. An olah goes to Hashem. Okay, beautiful. So that's the shitot now. Oh, so now wait, it sounds like according to the Yeshua. I want to know the status in one of these cases. The skins of the Ola. Meaning, he said, there's a male in the flock. What did he say? It's an Ola. Take it, give it to the Beit HaMikdash. That sounds like that's an Olat Ish. My Ola, I'm bringing it. So Chaurat's skin should go to the Kohen. That's what Rabbi Hamya says. No. That when it says in the Pasuk Ola Deen, it's coming to exclude this case that even though the B. Yeshua says to bring the Ola to the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen don't get it. Why don't they get it? So Ola Deen is a personal Korban. Now start reading the Gemara inside. The Afid Rabbi Yeshua, first one on the line, Yeshua. Afid Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Adam Cholek Kedesho. Ani Mili Basar. Abal Or Tafis. Exactly. Even Rabbi Yeshua that said, when the guy says, Kola Devarim Shiri Hekdesh, and we say that this animal becomes Hekdesh of a Korban, he only meant the meat of it. But the Or of it remains kedushat bedek habayit. It doesn't take on the sanctity of a korban. Because really, the guy wanted. Really, what was the guy doing? The guy was doing bedek habayit. The guy said, "Oh, my stuff belongs to Beit HaMikdash." So his chiddush is, "Oh, but the stuff that's korban worthy, that goes as a korban," which is really a different level of kedusha. Everything else was just donation. This is kedusha of a mizbeah. But he says when he said that, he only meant of the stuff that's worthy to go in the mizbeah. But the skins, which never go on the Mizbeah, that he meant to be Kedushat, Bedekabai, that goes to the treasury, not to the Kohanim. And that's when it says in the Pasuk, Olat Ish, Le'apuke, Ola, like this, of Rabbi Yeshua, that either he's bringing the Ola, the skins will not go to the Kohanim, it goes to the Kedushat, Bedekabai. No. Pasuk is coming to say Rabbi Yehuda originally learned that the Pasuk is coming to say Motar, that the Asham that I can't bring on the Mizbeah, so I change it into an Ola, so that Ola the skins do not go to the Kohen. So Nehemiah said, what are you talking about? The Bi'udha. You're destroying the Derashah of Yehoyada Kohen. Because he said it does go to the Kohen. So, I retract. So what, how do you learn? He says, I learned the Pasuk Olat Ish to tell me to exclude in this case. And it seems to be Yehuda accepted it. So if you see the Yehuda indeed retracted from his original position.
So the Torah is talking about this case.
Correct. This case specifically. Comes to Gemara now and says the next point. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Prat Olat Gerim. What does that mean? A ger is not a person? It's just Olat Ish. So if a ger brings a Korban Olah, the Korim don't get the skin. Amar le Rabbi Simai bar Halkan Rabbi Na to get la biishu. What else question? What, a ger is not a person? Amar le prad the ger shemet ve endo yorshim. What's the law of a ger that dies without any inheritors? First come, so whoever gets the item, gets the item. There's no, which means the regular guy dies. There's always a yores somewhere. His children, brothers. You go back to Avraham Avinu, you'll find there's a yores. So therefore, even when he dies, before they brought the olah will always belong to somebody. So always will be olat ish. But when a ger dies without any children that he had after, who does this olah belong to now? There's nobody. It's not olat ish anymore. And therefore, even though you might have to bring it on the Mizbayah, but these kids do not go to the Kohanim, because it's got to belong to somebody. So we gave a situation of a ger, who's a type of person that's possible, that his assets are commodalist. And therefore it's like a sort of olat ish. Look at Rashi, Elo Yorshim, Barim Rashi. The Enna Be'alim, very simple. There's no owners anymore. Once he dies, there's no owners. Nobody owns the Qurban. Taru Rabbanan. Four lines up. Olat ish. Inni ela olat ish. Olat gerim. Nashim. Abadim. Minayin. How do you know that olat a convert, ladies, abadim? Convert that's alive. He didn't die. How do you know that his korban also the skins belong to the kohanim? Ladies, how do you know also? Tamud olat. Or ha'ola. Riba. We have extra words. Or ha'ola. Comes to include all these people. If kemat tamud omar olat ish. So why does it say olat ish? What's coming? If you tell me everybody's included, what's olat ish coming to tell me? Ola she'alta le'ish. It's coming to tell me only when it was ole le'ish, meaning it worked. We went on the mizbeach. Prat le'shinishpeta chutz banah v'chutz l'koma shelo yu akwanim zekeim be'ora. I don't care if it wasn't ra'oi. If you slaughtered it the wrong way, she pigul shelo shelo chutz banah chutz l'koma. It's not ole le'ish. Right, olat, making like a play on the words. Olat ish, sheye ole le'ish. Then the kohanim get it. But if it's not ole le'ish, for example, the kavanos are all wrong, so he doesn't get it.
It's a different,
different derasha. Yachol. Oh, Gemara says. Sheani merbish lishmata shelo lishma. Oh, maybe I'll come and tell me that also shelo lishma also hu il velo alta lebe'alim. Since when you do it shelo lishma, the Baalim do not get credit. Lo yu kohanim zekeim be'ora. So maybe I'll say, even though it goes on the mizbeach, but since the owners don't get credit because it was shelo lishma, maybe we'll say that the skins do not go to the kohanim. Tamud lomar ora ola mikol makom. Ora ola comes and teaches me all of the skins, as long as it goes on the mizbeach. Ola goes on the mizbeach, kohanim get it. Ola, ola. So far it's so good. So we're making a chiluk between pigu. Doesn't go on the mizbeach. Doesn't go on the mizbeach. No skins. Shelo lishma goes on the mizbeach, but the owners don't get kapara. Went on the mizbeach. Kohanim get it. Huh? No, pigu is not shelo lishma. Pigu is pigu. Pigu doesn't go on the mizbeach. Shelo lishma means I slaughtered an ola l'shem hatat or hat.
That's not pigu.
No, pigu is chutzim komo v'chutzim mano. Ora ola, continue. Ora ola, amehila. Ora ola, in the ela. Ora ola, I only know ora ola. Orot Kodshe Kodashim Minayin. How do I know that the Or of Kodshe Kodashim? The Torah only says Ola. How do I know Hatat? How do I know Asham? Tamud Omar, Ora Ola, Asher Hikrib. Asher Hikrib, any Korban. Hikrib, any type of Korban. Yachol She'ani Merbe Av Kodashim Kadim. Okay, any Korban, maybe even Kodashim Kadim. Tamud Omar, Ola. Ma Ola Kodshe Kodashim, Av Kodshe Kodashim. That's going to be like an Ola. Olah is Kodesh Kodeshim, so to only things that are like Kodesh Kodeshim, Kekrim comes to include more Kodesh Kodeshim. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Ora Olah, he has a different dirash. Ora Olah, and the Elah Olah, Orot Kodesh Kodeshim Minayin, Vedin Hu. He says, I don't need a Pasuk, it's a Kava Omer. Uma Olah, Shelo Zachu Bipsara, Zachu Beora, Kodesh Kodeshim, Shezachu Bipsaran, Erodin Shezachu Beoran, the Kava Omer of Mishnah. Rabbi Ishmael. And what if Olah, that the Kohen don't get meat, but they get skins, Hatat and Hashem, that they get meat, certainly they get the skins. Not I mean, I'll break it, come over from the Mizbeah. Shezacha be'basar, which means the Mizbeah gets basar, meaning by the Korban Olah, ve'lo zacha be'or, but doesn't get skins. So you see that just because you get meat doesn't mean you get skins. Ma'al Mizbeah sheken lo zacha be'miksat. Kohanim don't get skins at all. Which means the Mizbeach never gets skins. So if you can ever get ayah, Tomar b'Kohanim zakhu b'miksat. But Kohanim sometimes get. When did I get? By the Korban Olah. So therefore, Me'u'iv, zakhu b'miksat, zakhu b'chula. Therefore, since we see they get sometimes by Korban Olah, we can even extend it and make a kavachom, and they'll get it also by Hatat and Asham. Rabbi Omer, Kol atzmo lo tzrachnu ela le'ora olah b'lvad. Which means, I don't need any pasuk for anything, quote Rabbi. Rabbi says the whole pasuk that says that the korban, olah, skins go to the kohanim, that's the only korban that I need to teach. All the other korban are obvious. Till now we learned the difference. We said, no, olah. Maybe only olah. How do I know hatat v'asham? Derasha. He says, no. All the other korban, it's obvious, it's pashut where the skin goes. The chidush of the Torah is tami even olah. Why? He says, "Lo tzrachnu ela leora olah b'lvad shebichol makom ha'or olech me'alech achar basar." Because we have a general rule: wherever the basar goes, that's where the or goes. That's the general rule. Where do we see this? For example, parim and nisrafim, usrim and nisrafim. There's a certain types of korbanot. A para nisraf, usaila nisraf. You don't burn around the mizbeah. These korbanot you burn outside in a specific place. So it says you burn the meat outside off the mizbeah. So it says when you burn the meat off the mizbeah, hen ve'orotehem nisrafim imahim. Good. So therefore I know the kohanim don't get the oil in that case. But parim and nisrafim, it's burnt with its oil. So therefore that case for sure kohanim are not getting the oil. The oil is burnt with its meat. So those cases are off the table. Continue. Hatat v'Hashem, v'zifchen shame sibur, matana le'kohen. Now, when it comes to Hatat and Hashem, the Kohanim get a piece of meat, yes? Now, that's, it says matana. It doesn't say, by the way, when it says to give them a matana, to skin the animal first. It says give the meat to the animal. Does it say anyway, to skin it before you give it to them? Doesn't say. Ratzu mafshitim otam. Lo ratzu ochlar otam agbe oran. They want to skin it, they can skin it. The Kohanim. They don't want to skin it, they can eat the meat off the flesh itself. Meaning or is considered basar. So I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me, oh, hatat and asham, they get it. Once you tell me they get the basar, or is included in basar. That's the big point. Or equals basar. Continue. Kadashim kalim. The Baalim. Okay, good. Who gets the meat by Korban Shelamim? The owners. Same point. They get the meat, they get the skins with it. Ratzu mafshitin otam, ratzu ochlim otam algabe oran. Good. So for every Korban, it's obvious. Where the meat goes, the skin follows. What's the only Korban that we have an issue? Olah. Because where does the meat go? Mizbeah. Oh, so I would have thought, where the meat goes, the skin goes. And then maybe you have to put the skin on the Mizbeah. Aval Ola, Ne'emar ba ve'efshit et ha'ola. It says you have to skin the Ola. So we know the skin doesn't go on the Mizbeah. ונתח אותה לנתחי, and then you cut it up into pieces. יכול, או יהיו הקורים זכאים בו. Maybe the קורים don't get it. Maybe it goes into the treasury. תלו דומר, אור העולה אשר הקריב, לא יהיה. מה זה הקריב? No, sorry, did I read it wrong? אור העולה אשר הקריב, לא יהיה. Well, that's the next one. Okay. אשר הקריב. Period. Meaning, the ola goes to... So it comes out we have three tana'im. The first tana... Let's get names now. First tana is Tanu Rabbanan. The rabbi. Who's that rabbi? Debre. Tanakama. Tanakama says like this. Have a pasuk, ola. Ola is ola. How do I know Kodesh Kodashim? Asher Ekriv. I got a Drashad Asher Ekriv. Kodesh Kodashim is included over there. Oh, what about Shilamim? No. Shilamim is different. Shilamim is not included. It's got to be like an Ola. Shilamim is not like an Ola. Okay, that's the first one. Rabbi Ishmael says, I don't need Drashot. It's called a Chomer. How do I know that Hashem, I mean, at Hatatan, Hashem, or Ma, Ola, that they don't get anything, and they get skin, Hatan Hashem, Kala Omer. Beautiful. Comes the B, so, I don't need anything from this Pasuk. The Pasuk just teaches me Ola, skin rule. Wherever the meat goes, the skin goes. So therefore, by every command, follow the meat. Follow the meat. Skin goes with it. So what's the Hadush of Ola? Even though Ola goes on the Mizbeah, it says Bifshit. Oh, well, I say, fuck, but maybe the Kohen don't get it in this case because it doesn't go to them. Kamash Ola goes to them. Beautiful. Continue. Lo Yehiye. What does the Pasuk say? Lo Yehiye. It belongs to the Kohen. What is that coming to exclude? Prat Letebul Yom Umechusar Kippurim. The onen, these kohanim don't get skin. If they were an onen at the time of the zirika, if they were tibul yom, they went to the mikveh, but they didn't wait till sunset yet. Or mehosar kipurim, they didn't bring the korbanot after the seventh day of a procedure. They don't get orot. Why? Why would I say that? Shiyachol, because I would have thought lo yisku bebasar shul achila. יסקו בעור שאינו לאכילה תמוד לומר לא יהיה פרומוס על כפורים ותמוד יום בעונה. I would have thought maybe these three guys don't get meat because they can't eat, but skins that you don't eat anyway, maybe you can give them. קרש מעלן, no, לא יהיה comes and tells me that they don't get the skins either. I could have made a חילוק. I would have said, don't give them. Till now we said they don't get meat. I said don't get meat because they can't eat it. But I would have thought, but give them the skins. He eats skin, the flesh. What do you call it? The hides? No. Come on, they don't get it. Vitali kamana me tipu klemoken. Period. End of subject. Now, tana kama tipu klemedina. Why did you need a pasuk to come and exclude kodesh kodashim? Why didn't you learn it from the kavachomer of Rabbi Ishmael? Shira, yeah? Rabbi Ishmael made a kavachomer. Who was his kavachomer? Uma ola. She'en basar le kohanim. Yesh lahem or. Hatat ve'asham. She'esh lahem basar. Kavachomer, yesh lahem or. Beautiful kavachomer. Why doesn't Tanakama use that kavachomer? Why do they need a pasuk? Miltad da'atya be'kavachomer terach ve'katav lakra. We do that sometimes. The kavachomer is a beautiful kavachomer. But sometimes something that we can derive from a kavachomer, the Torah will write it anyway. The Torah will write it anyway, yes? The Torah writes something that could have been derived from a kavachomer. Rabbi Ishmael, how did Hashem create my avid le? I'm going to reverse. Where did the rabbis learn kodshe kodashim, that the skins go to the Kohen, from the extra words Hashem created? What does Rabbi Ishmael learn with the words Hashem created? Because he learned it from a kavachomer. What does the word Hashem created? He comes to exclude these three guys that they don't get. I say the Kriv. Only people that can be Makriv. But Onen and Hosek Kippurim and Tibul Yom, they can. What do you mean? I thought we learned it from Lo Yehiyeh. לא, רבי ישמעאל לטעמי, דאמר רבי יוחנן משהו רבי ישמעאל, נאמר בעולה לא יהיה, ונאמר באשם לא יהיה, בא להלן עצמותיו מותרים, אף כאן עצמותיו מותרים, הילד לא יהיה פרדרשה. שאלה, the bones of a korban, who gets it? So the Hadush of Rabbi Ishmael is the bones belong to the Kohanim. They could benefit, they could use them. How do we know that? Because it says the word lo yihye by korban ola, and it says the words lo yihye by asham. And I come along and say, ma le'alan, just like korban asham, no question, the bones belong to the Kohanim. Even korban ola that's kodol mizbeah, lo yihye, they get the bones. To do what with it? To make a keli out of it, to do whatever they want with it. So lo yihye is to teach me that by korban ola bones belong to the. Now, I could have made a chaluk, by the way. I could have said, who told you? Maybe asham that the kohanim get the meat, they get the bones also. But maybe by korban ola that the whole thing belongs to Hashem, maybe they cannot use the bones. There is a difference between the two types of korbanot, and we have a general rule. Whenever you have a Gezerah Shavah, you can break the Gezerah Shavah. If you could say, hey, these things are not comparable, then the Gezerah Shavah is broken. Unless it's Mufne. Mufne means, unless the words are totally extra, and have nothing else to do with these words, then the rule is, even if there's a question on the Gezerah Shavah, you learn it anyway. Understand? So now the Gemara says, Mufne. You have to say that these words are extra. You know why? Di'ilo Mufne ikal mifrach ba'ale Hashem shekin b'saro mutar. Because if it wasn't extra, I could break this Gezerah Shavah. Od pam, you're telling me, Ma Hashem atzmotav lekohanim, af ola atzmotav lekohanim. Lo yiyye. What are you talking about? Ma le Hashem shebesaro lekohen. But ola, the whole thing belongs to God. What's the connection? So you have to say that the lo yihye must be extra, because once the words are extra, even if you have a question, you disregard it. You know what the Gemara answers? Lo yihye k'ray yitrau. Yes, indeed. Lo yihye is extra for Gezerah Shavah. Now, according to Bishmael. And therefore, since it's extra, because he learns the other things from Hosar Kippurim and Onenu from a different word, from Makrib, so therefore the words lo yihye are free. And if you know, we have a question, doesn't matter, the Gezerah Shavah stands. Baruch Adonai Olam.